Welcome to another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. I'm Chuck Nichols. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents on a week where you're not feeling all that well, but you're down in Harrisburg anyway, doing some good work for the people and then running back up to your area to make sure you're getting things done. First, let's talk about the Ag Committee meeting that you had earlier this week. Tell us what went on there and what is going on with the horse racing and the money and the budget, and what's going on here?
Well, it's certainly been a very busy week in Harrisburg. The budget hearings are ongoing, and this week was the agriculture budget hearing, along with a public hearing that the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee held. Our Agriculture Committee hearing topic was horse racing in Pennsylvania, and it's an issue that's undergoing a lot of conversation in the Capitol right now because the governor has proposed to take $200 million from the Horse Race Development Trust Fund and use it for other purposes. The hearing was put together to talk about an impending sunset that's in legislation right now. See, right now we use money from the Horse Race Development Trust Fund for the drug testing of horses at racetracks, and it's about $10 million. And a transfer comes out of that fund every year to pay for that drug testing, and I think that's important, and it's the right place to get the money. But there's a sunset in law that after June 30th, that won't take place, and then there's not enough money for horse racing. So we're holding a public hearing to gather input on whether folks think that that's the right thing to do going forward, and I happen to believe that it is. So it was a very informative hearing and certainly delved into the topic of the governor's budget proposal. And then from there, we went to the agriculture budget hearing with the House Appropriations Committee, where we look at what specifically the governor is proposing for agriculture in the coming fiscal year. And as you might expect, there was a lot of discussion around the horse race fund and what the governor has proposed in that regard. And then in addition to that, all of the programs that the governor has proposed, whether he's wanting to increase some lines and eliminate others. So one of the things that I questioned Secretary of Agriculture Russell Redding about was funding in each of the lines. And in last year's budget, we added $23 million to the agriculture budget. And my focus is to make sure that those dollars are being spent wisely. I requested of the secretary a spreadsheet with each line item from the budget, and I want to know where every dollar in every line went to, detailed information, because I don't think that we can fund that money in the next year's budget without knowing exactly where last year's money went to and evaluate whether it was a worthy program or whether it wasn't. And that's our job as legislators, and I will certainly get that information, and it helps us as we move forward in crafting next year's budget.
Representative Causer, the next thing we'd like to talk about is you turned around then from being in Harrisburg and ran right back up to your district to participate in a ribbon cutting. Tell us about what was going on here and who you were honoring.
Well, I had the opportunity to participate in a ribbon cutting at the Bradford Family YMCA at their new and expanded Early Childhood Education Learning Center. What a wonderful facility that they've expanded. It's actually a 4-star facility. And the expansion will allow them to serve an additional 50 children in the community. It was a project that was supported by the Blaisdell Foundation and Zippo Manufacturing, along with many other community partners. So just an excellent opportunity to talk about early childhood education and the support that the state provides for early childhood education, and focus on a project where the community is coming together in support and taking care of our children.
And one final thing, Representative, it's really good news for those folks who can't wait to drop a line in the water. Trout stocking schedules are now available. Talk to us about where people can get a hold of those.
Well, it's something that people look for every year, and with spring on our minds, my offices have trout stocking schedules for the entire Commonwealth. So if you want to know anywhere in the Commonwealth that the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission are stocking trout, you can stop by one of my district offices and get a trout stocking schedule.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.